Week 17, plenty of empty seats on the last day of the NFL's regular season. By Warner Todd Houston on December 29, 2019. It is the NFL's Week 17, the last game of regular season play in its 100th year. But many fans did not seem very excited as stadiums still had empty seats all across the country. The Cincinnati Bengals' Paul Brown Stadium was Sunday's scene for interstate rivals, the Cleveland Browns, to visit. The Cincy crew ended up beating the upstaters 33-23, but some felt the fans weren't aware there was even a game on. The Atlanta Falcons stopped by Raymond James Stadium and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 28-22, but fans seemed uninterested. Still, at least one thing of note happened at Ray J today. The Buccaneers' Jameis Winston threw a game-ending pick-six to Falcons linebacker Deion Jones, making Winston the first quarterback in NFL history to throw 30 touchdowns and have 30 interceptions in a single season. We're not sure if that is cause for celebration or not. Next, the New York Giants welcomed the Philadelphia Eagles to MetLife Stadium on Sunday, but were not doing well by the third quarter. Meanwhile, ticket sales were not doing well, either. The Los Angeles Rams were beating the visiting Arizona Cardinals at press time. But some felt fans had other things to do instead of turning out to LA Memorial Coliseum. AT&T Stadium opened its doors for the visiting Washington Redskins. But while the Dallas Cowboys seemed to be ready to take a win, fans were too busy to attend the game. Finally, the Detroit Lions lost a close 23-20 bout with the visiting Green Bay Packers at Ford Field. But fans were home getting ready for New Year's, or something. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.